Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that we can spend time together and pray together according to the promises of God. It's so important that we know the promises of God and we pray according to His promises. And it's so important that we pray in unity. When two or three agree with one another on earth, we will see the miracle. We will see the answer from the throne of God. Psalm chapter 33 verse 4 says, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does." My dear brother and sister, our God is a faithful God. He will fulfill His promises. What we need to do is to have faith in His word. We obey Him and we ask Him by faith. And when we pray and ask by faith, in the name of Jesus, He will answer us. We're going to read the scripture together and pray together. The Lord give us the promise that He will bless the righteous. Psalm 37 verses 3 to 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Let us pray and believe that as we seek to do good, please God, and we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us safety. He will give us the desire of our heart. Father, Lord, we promise You that we would always delight in You. We will serve You. We love to go to church and read the Bible. Lord, we'll do good things in Your eyes. We will not compromise Your principle, Lord. As we do that, Lord, we believe with all our heart and declare. And we ask You to give us safety, give us protection. You also will give us the desire of our heart, Lord. Lord, whatever my brother and sister have desire right now for their life, Lord, You will fulfill that desire. You shall bless them, help them, protect them indeed. And they will enjoy good life, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm chapter 37 verses 5 to 6. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this. What He will do. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Let us pray together that as we walk with Him, we seek Him and please Him, He will really use us to shine like the dawn. The justice will be upon our life every day. Father, we come to You, Lord. We commit to You to please You, to serve You, to do the right thing in Your eyes, Lord. We pray together, Lord, that You will give my brother and sister and me the glory, the honor, and the respect that our righteousness will shine like the dawn, Lord. You will give us justice all the days of our life, Lord. You will pay us back what people really hurt us or do wrong to us. You will give us justice, Lord. We pray, Father, that Your hand will be upon us. And You will help us to walk righteously all the days of our life, Father. Lord, we pray together by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can live righteously, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 37, verse 23. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. Let us pray together that the Lord will direct our steps because we are the godly people. We love Him. We want to obey Him. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that You will direct our steps. You will tell us what to do. We will not walk to the wrong path, go into the wrong way, follow the evil way. You will direct us. Your Holy Spirit will guide us. We will be sensitive, Lord, to the voice or to the witness of the Holy Spirit in our spirit. We will be prompted by You. We will know what to do, where to go, what to say all the days of our life, Lord. Train my brother and sister who pray with me right now, Lord, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. They will be led by the Holy Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 37, verses 17 to 19. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. There will not be disgrace in hard times, even in famine. They will have more than enough. That is from New Living Translation. Look at another translation. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. There shall not be a shame in the evil time, and in the days of famine they will be satisfied. This is from New King James Version. Let's pray together as we walk with God. We want to obey God and do the right thing. He will take care of our daily life. We will not be afraid of famine or pestilence or the attack of the enemy. We shall be always satisfied. Father in heaven, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can walk uprightly before you. We will do the right thing before your eyes, Lord. And you promise us, Lord, that we will not have to be afraid of famine, bad economy, of any pestilence or pandemic, Lord. You will help us to be satisfied. You protect us. Lord, take care of us. We will do well. You take care of our finances. You take care of our health, our family, our coming and going, Lord. You keep your promise, Lord. You're the faithful God. Lord, we do our part and you will do your part. You are the God of the covenant and we believe you take care of all of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm chapter 37, verses 21 to 31. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those who curse by him shall be cut off. Let us pray together that the Lord will bless us and we will inherit the blessing on this earth. Father, we want to be righteous and godly people. You promise us, Lord, that you shall allow us to inherit the good things on earth, the rewards from heaven, not just only on this earth, but in heaven as well. Lord, we believe you shall put blessings, favor, and grace upon my brothers and sisters who walk righteously before you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We declare, we proclaim, and we believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 23, the steps of a good man, I believe you're a good man and a good woman, are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Let us pray. Father, we believe you will guide our step every day, Lord. We want to be a good man. We want to be a good woman. And you will order our step. We will not make mistakes. We do the right thing before your eyes, Lord. And we want you to smile from heaven that you delight in our way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will follow the guidance of your Holy Spirit and the guidance of your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Let us pray and believe together that when we fall down, he will lift us up. The hand of the Lord will be upon our life and we don't have to be afraid of anything. Father, we depend on you. We ask you to help us, Lord. If we make mistake or we fall, you shall lift us up. We will repent and you shall uphold us, Lord, by your mighty hand. And we don't have to worry. You will go with us, go before us. Your hand will be upon us. Just like you say in the Bible that you are with David, with Joseph, with many godly men and women in the Bible. We want your presence. We want you to go with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 25, I have been young and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants baking bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Let us pray together that the Lord will take care of us and our children and grandchildren to the thousandth generation. We shall be blessed and our next generation will be blessed and we will also receive the provision from God. Father, we ask for your provision. Jesus became poor so that we might be rich. Lord, you promise us that you will take care of us and our children to the thousand generation. Therefore, we pray and declare the blessing will come upon us because we follow you, we show mercy to people, and our children and grandchildren will be blessed. In Jesus' name, we declare and believe you move your mighty hand for us, Lord. Amen. Verse 27, depart from evil and do good and do well forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Father, we believe you will preserve us, protect us, take care of us and our family members and our children, our spouse, Lord. Lord, we want to do right thing. We don't want to do evil. We want to follow you, Lord, and your protection will be upon us. We believe and declare together that you will preserve us and take care of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Let us pray together that the Lord will give us success and prosperity because we are the righteous and the curse in our life will be broken off from our life. Father, we pray and declare in Jesus' name that the blessing will follow us, chase after us. You will give us, Lord, success, prosperity, strength, and favor, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 30 say, the mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his step shall slide. Let us become the righteous, follow the law of the Lord. Put the law of God in our heart and do it. Amen. And the Bible said that our steps shall not slide. Father, teach us every day. When we read the Bible, you will show us your ways, your principles. And we put your word into our heart. We will practice what we learn. And we believe every day of our life as we walk with you, we will not fall, we will not slide, we will not fail, but we will go higher and higher in the way of God. And we see the grace of God in our life, Lord. We thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I believe that God will take care of us and our children to the thousand generations. Amen. Psalm 37 verses 39 to 40. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Everyone say with me, I'm righteous. Jesus forgave me. Jesus paid the price for me. And I obey God. Let us pray. Father, as we walk with you righteously, you shall deliver us, provide for us, guide us. You shall help us. We trust in you, Lord. We believe this promise in the book of Psalm 37 shall be fulfilled in our life. You save us, Lord. Your salvation will be upon us. You save us from financial trouble. Save us from sickness and disease, from curses and bondages, from the attack of the devil and demons, from family failure. Save our children as well, Lord. Your salvation will happen in our life every single day. Save us from accident, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, I believe that as we pray together according to the promise of God, we shall see all this fulfillment of the promise of God happen in our life. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I invite you to listen to many teachings in our channel. And God bless you. Please subscribe to our channel as well.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Show me.
them believe.